Slide 24. Clinical practice guidelines, which are based on evidence, present the strongest case for accuracy and reliability. The Quality Assurance Project, QAP, mentioned previously, also includes the following definition of evidence-based medicine: the practice of medicine or the use of healthcare interventions guided by or based on supportive scientific evidence. Also, the avoidance of those interventions shown by scientific evidence to be less efficacious or harmful. The Wikispaces website further explains what it means to have a practice guideline be evidence-based. As quoted from the website, including citations to other resources, practice guidelines, also called clinical guidelines, are central to patients' plan of care. 1. A plan of care is a treatment plan by a healthcare provider which establishes the goals and details of procedures, medications, therapies, interventions, etc., designed to meet the particular needs of a patient for a particular episode of care. The Quality Through Knowledge model specifies incorporating practice guideline or clinical pathways in the plan of care, along with methods and measures for evaluating their efficacy. They are, in effect, knowledge models describing a preferred process of care. These guidelines provide recommendations for prevention, treatment, and maintenance of all non-trivial illnesses, conditions, disorders, and other healthcare problems causing distress, discomfort, debilitation, and quality of life decline. They are part of disease management and quality improvement programs. When they are evidence-based, it means the guidelines are validated through rigorous scientific studies, which recommend the most appropriate clinical choices, treatments, and care of people with specific diseases and conditions. These recommendations are based on the best available evidence and usually reflect a consensus that has been reached or approximated by experts on the care of a particular patient population. The guidelines are related to clinical protocols and pathways, in that the protocols are detailed procedures for how to implement guidelines, and the pathways are broader frameworks for organizing the care of patient populations. Protocols focus on what is to be done, and pathways focus on who should do it and when it should be done. 2. March, A. 2006, Facilitating Implementation of Evidence-Based Guidelines in Hospital Settings, Learning from Trauma Centers, the Commonwealth Fund. Available at http://www.cmwf.org/publications/publications_show.htm?doc_id=378879. Use of such guidelines, along with their associated protocols and pathways, is consistent with evidence-based medicine, EBM, activities, which encourage clinicians to base decisions on sound scientific knowledge, not just individual experience or opinion. 3. The Medical Knowledge Crisis and Its Solution Through Knowledge Management, 2000, Open Clinical. Available at http://www.openclinical.org/whitepaper.html. EBM involves using current best evidence in making decisions about the care of individual patients and requires the active integration of clinical knowledge, external clinical evidence from the literature, and individual patient needs and wishes. 4. Evidence-based knowledge portal at the Vanderbilt University Medical Center's Eskind Biomedical Library, available at https://www.mc.vanderbilt.edu/biolib/ebm-portal/ebm_principles/intro_ebm_principles/ebm-definition.htm?call=sign ebm. The practice of evidence-based medicine is supported through the provision of clinical decision support systems. As the report, Clinical Decision Support Systems, State of the Art, emphasized, the quality of the information and the evidence underlying it are the major determinants of the impact of clinical decision support on patient safety and quality improvement.